Good afternoon, Dr. Schmidt. Dictating a 12-lead EKG report on Karen Collins. On 1/2/24, Mrs. Collins performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes appear to be normal. T waves are normal. Period of paragraph impression, normal EKG. Next is a 12-lead EKG on Montana Ray. On 1/2/24, Mrs. Ray performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes appear to be normal. New paragraph impression, normal EKG. Next is a 12-lead EKG on patient Richard Winwood. On 1/2/24, Mr. Winwood performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes appear to be normal. T waves are normal. Period of paragraph impression, normal EKG. Next, 6-minute walk test on Alan Stoefels, S-T-O-E-F-F-E-L-S. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 1/2/24, Mr. Stoefels performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 94% period. Patient walked 364 meters. Saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. Paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Veronica Deegan, D-E-I-G-H-A-N. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 1/2/24, Mrs. Deegan performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 100% period. The patient walked 346 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. And paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ronald Harper. This goes to the VA. On 1/2/24, Mr. Harper performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction. There was no improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 9/7/23. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Ronald Harper. This goes to Dr. Brna, B-R-N-A. On 1/2/24, Mr. Harper performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 100% period. Patient walked 415 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97% period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Anthony Wozniak, W-O-Z-N-I-A-K. This goes to Goshen Medical. On 1/2/24, Mr. Wozniak performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ruby Wolf. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 1/2/24, Mrs. Wolf performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 8/3/23. There's been no change period. New paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Thank you.